I'm not going to give a traditional Dharma talk this morning. After what happened in Orlando, I get this online magazine called Lion's Roar, which used to be Shambhala's son. And so, right after the Orlando debacle, I got this magazine, and in there were all sorts of quotes from various Zen centers and people, the Dalai Lama and like that, San Francisco Zen Center. And so I copied it. I printed it out, and while I was reading online, there were a number of things that I wanted to read to share with you. Unfortunately, this morning, when I looked at what I had printed, the printer was low on ink, so there were these blank spots in the middle, making it really impossible to read. So, as imperfect as this may be, I wrote some words of my own. So don't let these acts close our hearts. Don't let these acts cause us to live in fear. Embrace the victims, the loved ones of the victims, the family, friends, and acquaintances with compassion. Let us all vow to do our small part to bring love, happiness, and compassion into the world. Even to those who are blinded by delusion and filled with anger and hatred, if we live our lives in this way, we will contribute to the well-being of this one body and hopefully in some small way contribute to creating peace, which will prevent this kind of violence from being repeated. So I'd like to, together, devote the next two sitting period to all those who have been affected by what happened in Orlando. Thanks.